Bandwidth and hosting for Dan and the Dude is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone.
Hello, welcome to Dad and the Dude. I'm Ewan, I'm the dad.
And I'm Ellis, the dude.
The idea of Dad and the Dude is that we discuss anything that's important to Ellis. And we haven't done these for a while, have we?
No, haven't. Since the Friday the 5th of July.
Yeah, we did it at the Bash, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
On drunks.
Will Green helped a lot that day.
Yeah.
So then, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Right, New Year's resolutions.
What's yours?
What's mine?
Yes.
I don't make them, mate.
Oh.
I don't make New Year's resolutions. Do you know why?
Why?
Because...
You can't keep them.
No one can keep them. Anyone who makes a New Year's resolution obviously can't keep anything else. So... Anything that you want to do, you should be able to do on any day of the week. It shouldn't matter that it's New Year's Day. I think they're silly, because if you make a resolution, then you never stick to it. Have you made a resolution? Are you going to be a good boy this year?
Don't push it that far.
You couldn't be a good boy for 10 minutes if you tried.
I could.
You've had a right old day today, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right, so have you made a New Year's resolution?
No.
Right. So do you think we should formulate your New Year's resolution during the show today?
I think that's a good idea.
Right. So what kind of things make for good New Year's resolutions? What kind of things do people have?
Things that you can keep.
Things you can keep.
Promises you can keep.
Promises you can keep to yourself, right. Give me some examples of good New Year's resolutions, some topics that would be good. Well, that's odd, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What would make a good New Year's resolution for someone?
No smoking.
Smoking?
Yes.
No smoke. Giving up smoking?
Yes, exactly.
And that's a good New Year's resolution?
Mm.
Okay. So you're going to give up smoking?
I didn't say I did it.
What about drinking? You're going to give up drinking?
How old am I?
9. Are you going to give up girls?
Hold on there a minute.
You haven't started, have you? So
no, I haven't started.
You still pull a face when two people kiss on the telly.
Oh, God, yes, I do.
Or if me and Mummy have a peck on the cheek. Get a room.
Disgusting.
So you got no girlfriend at school then, still?
Mm-mm.
Despite doing a podcast on girls?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay. So New Year's resolution then, what's it going to be? You're not going to give up drinking, you're not going to give up smoking, you're not going to give up women.
I didn't say I did all of that stuff.
No, I didn't say you did either, but you're not going to give those up because you don't do them, is what I mean.
Exactly.
So what are you going to give up, dude? What are you going to make yourself better by doing? This
is hard.
What are you bad at that you think you should be better at?
Making friends.
Okay, so you're gonna try harder to make friends with people.
Yes,
that's your resolution.
That's my resolution.
Okay, but
I'm not going to try and lose them, but I'm going to try and make a few.
You know, you don't have to be friends with everybody that you meet.
I know, but I'm also going to try and make a new couple of friends.
Okay. Anything else that's a good resolution for you?
God, this is hard.
Yeah. See. When you sit and think, oh, I wish I was better at that. What are you going to try harder at?
I have no idea. It's hard. This is so hard.
Well, I mean, you do dancing.
Yeah.
You go to a dance class and you're good at that.
Yeah,
sorry. What about your rugby? Try harder at rugby?
Tackling's not my thing.
So you're going to try harder at tackling. Mm. There's your resolution.
Mm, yeah, but I like running with the ball. I'm not a very good tackler.
Oh, that'll come. Don't worry about it.
It'll come someday.
Yeah. So, what about being good? Speaking nicely to Mummy. Not being cheeky. Would that be a good resolution?
Well, sometimes I get a little few peaks in her.
You get lippy all the time, mate.
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Every day?
No, I'm not.
You get a lip on?
Don't push it.
Is that a threat?
Yes.
All right, I'll take your video games off you. There you go. That's a threat.
Oh my God,
dude.
That's a threat.
That's a threat.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. So, what have you done since the last time we were on air? That everyone would want to know. You started on Twitter, haven't you?
Yes.
Who are you on Twitter? What's your name on Twitter?
The Ellis Rankin.
At The Ellis Rankin. And people can tweet you and tell you whatever they want.
Mm.
But do bear in mind, you'll have to deal with me if you say something rude. So, what's your most interesting tweet so far?
I think my favourite one must be where I said, hello, people, a tweet.
You put people spelt P-E-E-P-O-L.
I know.
Very good, mate. Very good. That'll be your sister coughing then. Coughing her guts up. There.
Yeah.
So, you're on Twitter. Have you seen anyone do any New Year's resolutions on Twitter?
No.
No. Why not?
Because I don't think they do it. They're all older and they don't do New Year's resolutions because they think the same as you.
What do you mean? What do I think then?
You can't do a resolution if you don't keep it.
Well, not everyone thinks like that, though. Mm. Lots of people do resolutions. Do you know what happens at New Year more than anything else?
Celebrations?
No,
having
well,
a feast at the end of the day?
Well, eating. Lots and lots of eating. So what happens after people have eaten loads and loads and
wanted? Party poppers.
No. No, I was thinking.
They get drunk and fall asleep on the sofa.
They do. They eat too much. They drink too much. So what happens to them?
They fall on the sofa. They have a big belly like my daddy.
They get fat. And when they get fat, what do they resolve to do?
They try and lose it.
So where do they go to lose it?
Gym.
Yeah. Gym memberships go up ridiculous amounts, like 200% in January. Because of people resolving to go to the gym membership. So how many people keep that gym membership for 6 months?
About a quarter of what they should.
Less than 5%. Do you know what percentages are? 5%.
Yeah, like if you have like 15% off, that's like double it.
If 20 people went and joined the gym, it would mean that only one of them would stick it out past 6 months. That's what I mean about resolutions. If you wait until New Year, you'll never keep it. You should just, if you want to do something, just do it. Just start doing it straight away. You'll never give up smoking tomorrow. You'll never lose fat tomorrow. You'll do it straight away.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're not going to make any resolution then now? Have I talked you out of it?
Yeah, you have.
So you're not going to be good? You're not going to talk to your mummy nicely? You're not going to be good to me?
That. You're making me pause and I'm like, what should I answer back?
You don't have to answer anything. It's your podcast, mate, not mine.
Mm. So, I really don't know what to say next.
So you've come to do a podcast about New Year's resolutions without thinking about what New Year's resolution you're going to have or asking me whether I thought you should have one or not. I think you should resolve to be a good boy all year.
Actually cut down on the sweets.
You don't eat a lot of sweets anyway, though.
I do.
No,
you don't. I ate two reindeers today with some Maltesers.
You ate two whole reindeers?
No, two. Do you know those little
chocolate... Does Santa know you've eaten his reindeers?
Do you know those two little chocolate reindeers? You get little chocolate reindeers.
Right.
I ate two of those, and I ate a bag of Maltesers.
You haven't been eating a lot of sweets lately, though.
Well, I did eat those this morning.
So, you're going to give up sweets entirely?
No, like cutting down on them, like a piece of candy or something once in a while.
Once in a while? How long's a while?
Like every 5 days or something.
5 days.
Yeah, and then
every five sleeps you're going to have one piece of candy.
And then I'm going to move on. I don't think I could cope with that, though.
You don't think you could cope with that?
No.
Have you got a sweet tooth? Do you like your sweets?
I do like the taste of them, but I don't like crunchy sweets, I have to say.
You don't like crunchy sweets? So what's your favourite sweet then?
Double Decker. No, Yorkie.
Yorkie? How do you know about Yorkie? You don't have Yorkies.
I had one when I was down at Auntie Rachel's.
Really? Auntie Rachel gave you a Yorkie?
No, we went out to the shops and we bought one. I bought a Yorkie.
And Mummy said okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got.
And you ate
I
the whole thing by yourself?
Yeah, Yorkie 5 and up.
So how many sweets have you had since you've been off school on Christmas?
Can't, I've lost count.
Okay, I think you should resolve to not have so many sweets. I think me and Mummy should try and help you.
Exactly.
No sweets tomorrow, do.
Well, I'm not allowed...
No sweets tomorrow, do.
You don't let me have them after school. We go to a little shop called Derek's.
I never take you to Derek's. You got this fantasy in your head that I take you to Derek's. And
Mom,
every time I pick you from school, you say, can we go to Derek's? So I say, no.
Mum sometimes does.
Yeah, I know, because your mum's weak.
You'll see.
And you go to Derek's and you have a little... But Derek's is pretty cool, because when I was a kid, right, we used to go into sweet shops and we used to have... All the sweets were in big jars. I mean, really big jars on the shelf.
That's what they do today.
Well, they don't do that anywhere else. Derek's still do that, don't they?
Yes.
There you go. If you want to go and get great sweets, Derek's in Waterhorton.
You can actually get two things for 50p.
Two things?
Yeah, you can get any set of jawbreakers.
Don't you get a quarter or something, half a pound or something like that? I used to get quarter pounds and half pounds. They don't even do pounds anymore, do they?
They don't do half pounds or quarter pounds or something.
No, you used to get... 10p a quarter or something like that, and it was a quarter of a pound of sweets. It's a lot. It was a lot of sweets when I was a kid. Penny chews.
Things have changed.
There was penny chews, mate. You can't get anything for a penny now.
Really?
Yeah, you used to get blackjacks, which were licorice, and they were a penny chew, and they were a penny each. 1 pence each. Not old money either.
Yeah, at Derek's, you can't actually get... sweets for like 1p.
Can you?
So like in 50, you get if you get a 50p mix-up, you get like a
You know way too much about what Derek sells in sweet lines.
I know, but you can get two things for 50p. You can get a 30p jawbreakers.
Are you going to write a study on this for a doctorate or something when you get to university?
No.
Derek's sweets, $12.99 to $15.99.
And then the shop was named after the owner who bought it.
No kidding.
Derek.
No kidding. No the shop kidding. Called Derek's is named after Derek.
Like Tesco's maybe named.
How long did it take you
Tesco's?
To figure that? Really, Tesco's is owned by a bloke called Tesco's. Mr. Tesco, you reckon?
Mr. Tesco, can I have a bag of sweets?
Just like Derek's.
Yes.
Did he used to have jars on the shelf like Derek's as well?
Nobody had other kitchen utensils.
It's not that stupid, actually, though, because Morrison's
was
probably William Morrison, W.M. Morrison. Sainsbury's is definitely a family. There's no question of that. So Tesco might have been a family.
Mr. Sainsbury.
Tesco's. It was Co-op then. Mr. Co-op.
Oh.
Good with food.
Co-pilot.
No, co-op stands for cooperative. So it was a group of farmers that all got together to sell their produce and create a shop chain. Mr. Tesco.
Mr. Tesco.
I reckon they're probably... We need to Google Mr. Tesco. Here we go. Let's start the Oracle. Let's go to the Google.
By the way, this may take a long time.
Tesco Company... History. Here we go. About Us. That's a good page, isn't it? Tesco was founded in 1919 by Jack Cohen. So it's not Mr. Tesco.
Ah, so close.
He had a market stall in London's East End, and over the years, the business has grown, and we now operate 14 countries around the world and employ over 500,000 people. There you go. So Mr. Tesco is a figment of your imagination, mate. So Derek's is not like Tesco.
Clearly not.
Clearly not. That's why he's only got a corner store. He hasn't got another one. Never mind. Resolutions.
I forgot what I was about just to say.
Go on.
I forgot.
You forgot what you were just about to say.
Yeah.
Go on, try hard and remember. No, you cannot do it.
No.
You sound like you're going to have a poo, mate, not
it.
Remember
I forgot
something.
I forgot it.
Okay, so New Year's resolutions. You're not making one, or it's just to eat less sweets.
Just to eat less sweets.
Good lad. Like that one. Don't rot your teeth out your head. Any others?
earn more money for a living.
Earn more money. God, blimey, you earn loads already. Well, you got your homework. You get paid to do homework, don't you? On the night you get it.
Yeah, but you don't. You haven't paid me in a long time.
Yes, I have, you lying little git.
You haven't paid me a fiver from Saturday.
There was no game on Saturday, you muppet.
I know, but you still get me it, and I haven't had the chores still from Saturday.
No, you don't get it when there's no home game, when there's no game to run the water
you
for.
You paid me otherwise before.
No, you get paid when there's a game. No, and if there's no game, you don't get paid.
You've paid me before without the game.
No, that's because there was a game, but I couldn't take you. But there wasn't a game on Saturday because it was Christmas. Don't blame me. Blame the fixture secretary at the club. Not my fault.
Anyway, I still need chores from Saturday. Even if there is no game, I needed chores.
No. Not this weekend because there was no game.
And you can still give me chores to do.
All right. Like what?
Anything.
Anything. Tidy your room.
No. Never happening. Never happening. Sorry.
Tidy all your toys up in the living room.
Deal.
You. Not for a fiver. No chance. I want me van washed for that and hoovered out.
Why don't I do that?
Really? You're going to do that tomorrow for me?
I'd do that.
Okay. So tomorrow we'll get the vacuum out and you're going to vacuum your van out and hoover it out and clean it all. And
do I have to have like a hose?
It's going to be spotless. No, you don't have. I don't want to let you loose with a hose on the inside of my van. Definitely not.
So what how am I supposed to clean it?
You clean the outside.
How, like with a sponge?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to get on top there?
You don't always get on top. You fall off and you hurt yourself.
No, I won't. I'm steady.
Anyway, we've still got enough resolutions. Any more to talk about with resolutions?
Not that I know of.
We're done.
Actually, no, it's had another bit on.
Go on.
Christmas presents.
What's that got to do with resolutions?
It's by Christmas.
That's the closest it's going to be, because it's within a week of Christmas.
Come on then.
All right, what do you want to do Christmas presents?
So what did you get for your Christmas presents?
What did I get? I've got loads of stuff.
Tell us then.
I can't remember.
You got a rock glass thing.
Oh, that rock glass thing was cool. With the ice cubes that make round ice cubes. That was brilliant. I love that.
You got
and
that
I got
bottle
a set of knives.
Yeah, you got a set of knives and that bottle of... that bottle of...
Nanny bought me some smelly stuff because she thinks I stink.
And you bought... And we got you a bottle of... What was it?
I'll ask you what you got for Christmas, but we've only got 15 minutes.
Crap, yeah, we have.
When you say crap, when did you start saying crap?
Crap.
No.
I can say crap.
Right, we're done on resolutions and we're done on Christmas presents because they were nothing
not.
To do with resolutions.
No, because I haven't done mine.
No, you're not going to tell them yours.
Yeah, I am.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I am.
So, say goodbye, Ellis.
Bye.
We'll see you next time. We'll do another Dan the Dude soon, I promise. It won't be another 6 months.
Any stories you want us to talk about?
Any subjects?
Any subjects you want us to talk about?
Yes.
Send them right here.
That's good. If you've got any subjects that you think Ellis should discuss, then you need to send them to britishtechnetwork@gmail.com.
Or just tweet Ellis me.
Or tweet at the Ellis Rankin. And you need followers, don't you?
Yes, very badly. I've only got 16.
16 or 17.
Yeah, 16 or 17.
So if you want to follow Ellis, then it's at the Ellis Rankin.
Bye.
There we go. See you next time. Thanks for listening.